Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So in a second, we'll get into just how blunt you can be with a friend. Her friend's been making some changes to herself, and our listener is wondering if she should step in, because things aren't looking right to most people in the office and their friend group. We'll get into that in a second. Quick update, Cassie, on the stress and controversy of your daughter's big homework presentation.
So I was so annoyed. I have a four-year-old daughter who's not even in real school yet. It's like preschool. It's really a daycare, but they do some preschool learning, which I love. And they are starting to give her homework, which I'm not a fan of, but it's helpful, like tracing letters, stuff we do with her anyway. And then they assigned a presentation to her, which gives me bad flashbacks because I sucked at these in school. I'm talking like the three trifold, like science fair style posters.
Uh-huh.
And she had to get up in front, like decorate and get up in front of the class and say something about the person.
And she's how old?
Four. She just turned four, like 3 months ago. So I'm like,
so this is your assignment. This is not her assignment, right?
Well, I looked at it and then I realized I was too invested. And this is a four-year-old. So I'm like, cool, I'm really going to let her have her creativity with this. I will guide her and, you know, work on it with her. Although I'm annoyed because now I do have homework. And it was the week we were going to Disney for Bird's Big Adventure that it was due. And then they sprung on us. It was due a day earlier. Whatever. And so I'm like, it's going to be fun. And then we received the note. These are going to be displayed, so they have to look good. AKA parents, you need to do the poster board is what I took away from that.
Yep.
And so now I'm really annoyed. But I was like, I will find a happy medium. I will come up with the concepts and Hazel will work on it with me. So she stuck the letters on. They're a little crooked. She helped glue things into place. It's slightly crooked, but it's a good looking. It looks like a four-year-old and their parent put it together. I wanted it to be hers. And it was good. We learned about this person. We practiced for days what she was going to say to in the presentations to her class, which they were allowing all parents to come in and see. And so, you know, we finally got done and Hazel got sick. And so she missed the entire presentation. And the poster board is sitting at our house.
Oh, get out of here.
Which I am glad, because I walked through the halls and saw those poster boards and some of those parents took it as a personal challenge.
Is that right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, that they are very creative. I will give them that. And that is not a level of involved I will be.
At least you know yourself.
At least we got through it and she learned the stuff. But now I have a dumb poster board at my house. I don't feel like I can throw it away. And it's just sitting in the corner of the living room.
Can she come on here and do her presentation here?
She could, but it's just one sentence.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. I'll film her doing it. I think that'll go over better. And we'll see how well it goes.
Okay. All right. So I think that if you're really, really close to somebody, like almost best friends-ish, you should be able to say anything you want to them with sensitivity, knowing that it's coming from a good place, right?
Yeah. There are a lot of times people are like, I'm just being honest, when in actuality, they're just saying, and they're making an a-hole remark. Like, there is a way to be honest and kind.
Yeah. You volunteering your opinion in the interest of just being honest without it being asked just makes you an a-hole.
Correct.
It doesn't make you a very honest person.
100%.
So, we get this email from one Burt Show listener. It says she's got a friend, and I think it's a coworker as well. That's maybe getting like some work done on her face or whatever, and it's not looking so great. And she's wondering if she should say something.
I need a lot of opinions on a very delicate situation. I have a coworker who's also become a really close friend. I consider her one of my best friends and probably the one I talk to the most these days. The problem is that gradually over a few years and more rapidly in the last couple months, she's been making significant changes in her appearance due to what appears to be multiple cosmetic procedures. She tells me about some, but I'm pretty sure she's doing a lot more than what she's divulging. While I respect everyone's right to make choices about their own bodies and appearance, I can't shake the feeling that something might be wrong. Now, before I go any further, I want to make it clear, I am not here to judge or shame anyone for their decisions. My concern stems from the fact that my friend's recent transformations make her look drastically different to the point where she doesn't even seem recognizable or even fully human. There is nothing about her appearance that looks natural. I'm genuinely worried for her well-being and wonder if there might be underlying self-esteem issues driving these changes. I care about her deeply, and I fear that she may end up regretting the decisions she's making. I also wonder if she's become numb to the changes and doesn't realize how dramatically different and unnatural she looks. And I know that other people's opinions don't matter. I'm concerned she may realize that a lot of people are talking about it or staring at her. As a friend, I want to be there for her in a way that she needs. If I'm supposed to be blunt and honest about stuff like this, I will be. I just don't know if that is the right thing to do or not. And if it is, what do I say and how can I say it delicately?
Yeah, she could really use your help on this. 1-855-BIRCHO. I'm very curious if you've had work done. Has anybody said to you like, or when you were looking at yourself in the mirror, maybe you saw something very different than others saw? And it was a complete disconnect. And did anybody say anything to you about it? I wouldn't say anything, I don't think.
I'm not saying a word. I mean, even if you are a good friend of mine. Now, if you ask me, like you said earlier, that's a different thing. If you ask me, I'd find
like,
a way to be honest.
Like, hey, I got my lips done. How do they look?
What do you think, right?
Yeah.
And you have to, like you said, find a way to deliver that delicately, which I would do. But I would be 100% honest in how I felt if I were asked. If I'm not asked, I'm not offering any information.
As somebody who has gotten quote unquote work done. I've gotten fillers. I've done neurotoxins, AKA injectables. I go to Atlanta Face and Body. Ding. I prefer a more natural look. I know some people go in and I talked to my injector about this. She has had people come in and say, I want it to look like I got work done because to them it makes it seem like they have status and they have money. So they want it to be noticeable, whereas I'm like, all right, well, let's do our thing. But I want to look like youthful in me. I don't want to look like a completely different person. Now, beauty is objective. So if this is the way she wants to look, then this is the way she, it may not be your cup of tea. It may not be what you do to your face, but it's what she's doing to hers. If she asks you, then yes, I say you're delicately honest. If she's not asking your opinion or like, hey, should I do this? Should I get this? What do you think about what I did? I don't honestly think I'm saying anything unless I see other areas where I feel like her self-esteem is lagging. Like if she's with a man that treats her really bad and she's like, there has to be other areas in life where I feel like something's going on from a body, self-esteem, image standpoint.
Is there something like face dysmorphia?
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes, for sure.
So she, after this all this work, she may look in the mirror and see something very differently than the rest of the world sees. This has to be the case in Los Angeles.
So,
I mean, you get off
sure.
the plane in L.A. and you're like, damn, where am I?
And I mean, and it also, it can be addicting. Like, this can be an addiction. Like, you do one thing and then it's like a little bit more. Like, especially, like, you see it a lot of time with lips. You do a little bit and then you get used to it. And you're like, I need more. And then you do it and then you get used to it and you're like, I need more. And before you know it, you're over here, like, touting some freaking bratwurst on your lips and thinking it looks completely normal when it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, body dysmorphia is a real thing. And I know no matter how many times my friends or family tell me that my body looks one way, I will never see it that way. So that has taught me to just mind my business when it comes to how people see themselves.
That is totally the truth.
Get it? The Bird Show.